and welcome to the Lamplighter. We're glad that you're with us. And if you have teenagers or if your kids have teenagers, you know that it's a struggle to go through that time. God has created unusual mix during the teen years where teenagers learn to become adults. And somehow when we get in our 30s and 50s, we forget all about it. But we're grateful to have people like Mark Gregston, who has a program on Saturdays at 7 o'clock in the morning. He's going to be coming to Effingham with a seminar called Tough Guys and Drama Queens. And we are very grateful to have Mark Gregston on the phone with us right now from Heartlight Ministries to talk about that. Mark, how are you doing today?
Well, I'm doing well. I'm doing well. You know, most people don't know that I live with 60 high school kids. And so I had the joy this past weekend of going to a wedding, performing a marriage ceremony of two of our kids that met a long time ago and in Colorado Springs. And so I just got back late last night and couldn't wait to get on the phone with you. So that was wonderful.
Very nice. Your program is on at 7 o'clock in the morning. Tell us what it is that you discuss on your program.
You know, it's not really a Bible teaching, but it is a program that is saying, let's take some biblical principles and apply them to teens in a culture that every one of us has said, I am glad that I don't have to grow up in. So I spend a lot of time talking about what works, what doesn't work. Maybe here's some biblical guidance and some standards. Here's some scripture that you can take and learn from it. The most important thing we do is we interview kids. And the kids that are being interviewed are ones that live with us at a place called Heartlight. It's in Longview, Texas. And that's what people love more than anything else. So they always write me and say, why don't you get off the radio and let the kids talk all the time? You know, or my co-host, Wayne, they go, why don't you and Wayne just sit back and let the kids take over and talk? Because I think people are intrigued with how kids from great Christian backgrounds and wonderful parents end up making the choices they do or are influenced in such a way that they move into some pretty dangerous settings. And I think we see it all around us. It used to be that all those bad kids, you know, they were over there. They aren't our kids.
But now they're everywhere.
They are. And, I mean, it doesn't matter whether you live in the city, if you live in the country, whether you are as rural as you can be.
Mm-hmm.
Kids are influenced by the internet, social networking, and the way they engage and the lack of relationships. I just try to help parents understand, hey, this is what your kids are living in. This is how it affects them. And here's some parenting styles that don't work anymore because the culture's changed. But here's some things that you can do that are still biblically based and at the same time very practical, because they have to be practical. I use them with all the kids that live with us. Those kids that live with us are no different than your kids, my kids, everybody else's. They're great kids. They've been influenced, gone through trauma, or made some poor decisions, and parents are screaming, help us get through this. And so that's really the intent of the program.
And Mark, I got to think that you have a good success rate with these kids that come in.
You know, about half the kids that live with us would tell you, I wouldn't be alive had I not come there.
Wow.
And
not be alive.
Yeah, and that is just amazing to me. And everybody knows and hears about all these kids that are committing suicide and taking their life and dying of drug overdose. And, you know, you have kids that you would never think are doing the things they're doing. But half the kids would say that. So it shows the intensity of the culture. But it also shows the confusion of kids and sometimes, you know, giving old answers to new challenges isn't always the best. And I don't negate the biblical principles. I just think those principles have got to be adapted and almost interpreted to a culture that where they can understand,
yes,
you know, what we're talking about. Because, I mean, we're losing kids from the church.
And, more than ever.
Yeah, 84% of kids are leaving the church upon graduation from high school. And so we got to engage differently. And,
Mark?
And it doesn't mean we change our principles. It means we change the way we engage to attract them.
Very solid. Tell us one or two, three things that worked but don't work now, and then tell us one or two or three things that are where we need to be in this day and age.
Oh, you bet. You know, I think this, the demand for perfection doesn't work anymore because our kids live in an appearance and performance world. And when parents want perfection, then what they're doing is increase the anxiety of their kids. I think the second thing that doesn't work is the authoritarian approach. Even though we have the authority to do what we need to do as parents, the way that we come across militaristically sometimes, which was how I was raised, it just doesn't work because kids' concepts of authority have changed. And I think we even see that in the current, you know, in the flow of society right now, what's happening, the challenges against authority for a number of reasons that kids just don't grow up with that respect anymore. And I think the other part that becomes a crucial, it's an old style of engaging with kids, but that kids no longer tolerate a judgmental feeling, if you will, if when communicating with adults. If they feel like somebody's being judgmental, they'll write them off in a heartbeat. And so if you look at the demand for perfection or perhaps, you know, this authoritarian approach doesn't work and you got to be careful to not be judgmental, those are some pretty ticklish and sensitive issues that you got to walk on lightly. But there's a way to do it that appeals to a child so you can still communicate what you believe and the principles that you live and the values you want to transfer. You can do it in such a way that they can embrace them rather than using these old style, old parenting styles that just no longer work.
Well, what are those one or two or three key things that work well these days?
Well, the number one thing is the way we listen. You know, you could change the way that kids respond to you if we would just listen. You know, if we would learn to have disagreements as a way of processing wisdom. And that brings up the third point. I would tell you that we as parents and grandparents spend too much time sharing information and not enough time giving wisdom to our children and grandchildren because that's what they long for the most. And it's what we possess. And so it's learning to transfer that wisdom across a bridge of relationship that engages them rather than pushes them away.
Very good. You're going to be expanding these things when you come up to the Thelma Keller Convention Center August 15th. You're going to be in Effingham for a whole day thing. Tell us what's going to happen from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Well, you know, at 9 o'clock, we'll probably start talking about the culture and what's going on.
No, at 9 o'clock, we have coffee.
Oh, okay. Well, that's the most important thing. And so while we're having coffee, we'll be talking about, you know, just the way that the culture is influencing our kids and maybe teaching a little bit about shifting our parenting style from a teaching model to a training model. And I think it's helping parents understand why we infuriate kids, why they get bored with us, why they're so intrigued with video games, the effects that pornography has had, and the challenge of authority, and why suicide is such a high rate, and understanding what's going on with kids, so that we can change our relationship, develop the rules and consequences that are needed to function within our home, but also deal with the issues that a child is going through. And the neat thing about this being throughout the day, it goes really fast.
Uh-huh.
That's what everybody says. It's just going to go just like this. And so it's saying we're going to have the opportunity to answer a lot of questions that people will bring up and at the same time dive into the practical application of engaging the principles and all these things that we talked about. It'll be a wonderful day.
Well, very solid. I know there's a lot of parents and grandparents raising their kids that I think are going to enjoy this very, very much. I want to remind you, if you want to get more information on how to attend Saturday, August the 15th, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., it'll go like nobody's business. The tickets are $20 each, and that's going to cover your lunch as well. A wonderful bargain. Here's the number to call for more information, 618-780-0333. Or go to a website, I'll say it once, but go to our website to get a link to this one. Go to WJLY.org, or if you can remember all this, go to MEA Events Presents, MEAEventsPresents.square.site. Go to WJLY, you'll find a link that goes to MEAEventsPresents.square.site. You can sign up and make sure you have a seat at the Thelma Convention Center for Tough Guys and Drama Queens, Mark Gregston, who we're talking with now with his program on Saturdays at 7 o'clock, is going to be talking straight to you. And I know there's a lot of frustrating people out there that are going to pick up, Mark, on some very powerful gems that you're going to present. Do you have a chance? We're coming to the end of this. Are you able to do another 10 minutes with us?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Wonderful. Because I don't have teenagers anymore, but I'm still enthralled by this. Mark, you invite them, please, to come to this event, and then we're going to pick up next time.
Well, I think one of the things that I would tell parents is that if you feel like that you're struggling with your child, then this event will be for you. If you're not struggling with your child and you want to prevent, you know, that struggle from happening, this will be for you. And if you're a grandparent out there, let me tell you that grandparents hold a special place in the life of a teen. And you get the opportunity to give them something that nobody else can. And it's your wisdom, and it's your experience, and it's what you've observed and what you reflected on. This is for grandparents as much as it is for parents. And so I invite you guys all to come. Would love to spend the day with you, and I guarantee you'll walk away with some new tools for your parenting toolbox.
Very solid. Again, go to WJLY.org, find the link to find out more information about Tough Guys, Drama Queens, August the 15th, Thelma Keller Convention Center. Powerful time. We're going to pick up with this next program. Join us again here on The Lamplighter.